Sunday night Shev Shmaitza, it's Grada Aleph Adar Beis. Whoever had a birthday today does not have, whoever was born today, this afternoon, Nebuch doesn't have many birthdays. So I have a nephew. I have a nephew who calls himself, a nephew who calls himself 20 years old, but we call him 7 years old. Because it's only, it was his 7th birthday now. Lamed Adar Aleph. So he only has only 7 birthdays. Because a regular Adar only has 29 days. Not Al Adar Aleph Adar. Not everybody that was born in Adar Aleph. But their birthday is an Adar. But he was born Lamed Adar Aleph. So a person that's born Lamed Adar Aleph, there's no Lamed Adar. Doesn't exist. So he only has a birthday when there's Adar Aleph. So he's 7 years old. We celebrated his birthday with great fanfare. Most intelligent, one of the most intelligent men, excluding my son who's 7. No. Okay.
Still waiting to get a driver's license, right?
You know, out in Ohio, to get a driver's license when they're like 11 years old, they're driving that tractor. Okay, Shmaitza Aleph Perek Dalid. There's a Gemara in Chulin that Rababa. We'll go over it quickly. It's the only way to do it. You know, once the Shmaitzer says this machlekes amayron, you know that it's like probably you can find chilukim and he has kashas. It's very doubtful it's machlekes amayron, but okay, that's the Shmaitzer. That's the beauty of the Shmaitzer. Rababa is Rabuna. If a bozev and otl b'nei me'ayim, and now you see a hole there, so are you chayshish shemach b'mokom nekev nikev? And he said, no. Aye, when it comes to sakono, you are chayshish. Omalei, you gotta tell the players without a scorecard. So Rababa asked Rav Huna. So Rav Huna answered. I'm gonna make a notation now, so no one else should be ashamed too. Rav Huna answered, no. Aste Rababa. Rababa asked him from Sakona. Omalei, Rav Huna answered, how can you compare Isurla Sakanto? Sakona is more chomer and doesn't have the same rules. Omalei Rava, so Rava asks Rav Huna. Not yet. Or at least. But there's still no chiluk. We're still looking for a difference. By sakana, we're not interested in percentages. So why by iser?
Nekev seems pretty low far.
Fine. So, but you still have the question: why are we differentiating? Omalei Rava Maishna Sofik Sakana Lachumra. Maishna Sofik Sakana. That you're going Lachumra, so Sofik Zurinam Lachumra. Rava holds there should be no chiluk between Isur and Sakana. You can extrapolate from one to the other. Omalei Abaye. Now Abaye gets into the picture for the first time. He heard that Rava was in there, so he came out swinging. How could you say there's no chiluk? We find a kula. We find a sofik tuma bishos harabim sveikotor. I'm sorry, and sofik mayim agulin, which is a chashash sakana. So we answer it, and that's in bishos harabim. Right? So there's different rules. Omalei, so Rava said to Abaye. Rava now says this to Abaye. Hasam hilchsa gemira lo misaita. The din of Safik Tumma Bishas Rabban Sveikotor is a Gzeris HaKosuv. Because we say Masota Bishas HaYachid only, Av Tumma Bishas HaYachid only, and we continue with the implication that, but if it's in Bishas HaRabim, it's Tohar. So it's a din, it's learned out. The Pirush Rashi. Rashi is now explaining Rava.
What did we do with the earlier Shmaitzah that said anyone needed Isur Mitumah?
Meanwhile, he's going through a Gemara.
Okay,
he's going through a Gemara. Pirush Rashi, Hilchsa Gemira Lo Misoito, Dibishus Rabban Sveikol Tohor, Uzeres HaKosavu, Dibishus Ayochid L'chumra Azlinon. Right? You see that Bishus Ayochid, you go L'chumra. B'chol Sofik, the Isura, Nami bo'i lemeza l'chumra shema yavor. Right? So all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, this is part of what Rava is saying, that we do compare sakana to isura, and now it becomes almost logical. Right? Rashi throws in casually that piece of logic, bo'i lemeza l'chumra shema yavor. It should be machmir because you might be violating an isur. Rashi like casually throws that in, but according to Rava, it's very nicely compared, because that's Rava's point. He's comparing it to suffix sakana. So if we see we're machmir by a suffix sakana, this is Rava now. Rashi is explaining Rava.
That's because there's a
kasuv,
so you can't learn one from
there. It's a kasuv that suffix tumah b'rishus harabim say called tohar. So you can't learn from that. That it's not to be compared with suffix sakana. Rava is saying lo'olam it is to be compared. That's what Rashi is speaking out. That Rava is insisting that suffix sakana and suffix isura is a good comparison, and that's why.
It's, why Rashi says
that suffix tumah b'rishus harabim sveikol tohar. That's suffix tumah b'rishus harabim sveikol tohar. But suffix tumah b'rishus hayochas sveikol tomei is logic, because Shema Yavar, maybe you'll be over, you don't want to be over. And according to Rava, this is beautiful, because according to Rava, we compare suffix sakana to suffix iser, and they're both usser misafik, and it is a comparison, sakana to iser, and therefore, I mean, like Rashi is very gishmak, that he throws in Shema Yavar, you don't want to violate an iser, because we're looking at it like a sakana. Right, so he's saying you don't want to violate an Isser. That's Rava. Meanwhile, we're learning Gemara still. That's Rava. Mosiv Rav Shimi Baravashi to Rava. Okay, and again, we're not going to go into now the intricacies of the din. Suffice it to say that there's another din similar to Safek Tumah Bishus HaRabim Sveikol Tohar, and that is that Safek Tumah, even Bishus HaYochid, when you're dealing with Dovar she'ein bo da'as lishael, something that can't ask what happened. Unintelligent. The suffix tumah happened to or with unintelligent objects. There's no person involved.
Not a bar das.
Not a bar das. We're making an assumption, but we'll make that assumption. And if we'd be dealing with a person, it would be with a bar das. And we're not dealing with a person. So that's the whole case. Sheres b'fi chulda, the chulda ma'alechas al gabi kikorish al truma, sofik nova, sofik lo noga, sveik ol tohar. Okay, that's the din, and that's even in Rishus HaYochid. So this is really similar to sofik tumah b'rishus harabim and Abaye's question. Dilu sofik mayim agulin asurin. And Rava answers, asunami, hilchusa gemira la misota. That is also Xeris HaKosuv, same thing, just like Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim, Safek Ol Tohar is Xeris HaKosuv. So Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid, B'Dovar She'ein Bo Da'as Lishael, is also Xeris HaKosuv, that it's Tohar. And the only time Safek Tumah B'Rishus HaYochid, Safek Ol Tomei, is something like Saita, when you're dealing with people. Ma Saita Dovar She'esh Bo Da'as Lishael, Avachanami Dovar She'esh Bo Da'as Lishael. So now the lines are drawn. In this corner, we have Rava, and who insists that Suffolk Isser is like Suffolk Sakana. No difference. You have no right to say Chamiru Sakanto Me Isura. And again, I love Rashi, because Rashi says, Hachanami Yesh Lanu Lachshosh, Shema Yavor. Just like you wouldn't eat something that's maybe poison. So you're not going to, it's logical that it's forbidden to do something that you might be violating an Isser. That's Rava. You don't have it. According to Rava, if you learn the simple Gemara with Rashi, the Xeris HaKosuv is that in Rishus HaRabim, it's Tohar. If you learn the Gemara that we're learning with Rashi, the Xeris HaKosuv is that in Rishus HaRabim, it's Tohar. Not that in Rishus HaYochid, it's Tomei. That's...
Okay.
No, go look.
Because
the Pasuk says... Rashi... Yeah. Upirish Rashi, Hilchsa. You want to read over the Rashi in the Shmaitza again?
Okay.
go back a few lines. Upirish Rashi, Hilchsa Gemira Lo Misoita, De Birshus Harabim Sveikol Tohor. Uxeris HaKazim Hu, Toho Birshus HaYochid, L'chumra Azlina. It's the good old din of Sofik Deraisa L'chumra. V'chol Sofik De Yisuranami, Bo Ilameza L'chumra. Shema Yavar. Okay, but Rashi's... Okay. Maybe there is. I know, but according to Rashi, the Gzeiras HaKosov is Dafka in Rishus HaYochid. No, in Rishus HaRabim it's Tohor.
It's also in
Rishus HaRabim it's Tohor.
I know, because in Rishus HaYochid it's Gzeiras HaKosov.
Okay, but you see that Rashi, according to Rava, at least according to Rava, Rashi says clearly that Sofek Tuma in Rishus HaYochid and every Sofek Isser in the Torah is the same. And it's a piece of logic. Shema Yavar. If you read Rashi again, you'll see that's what Rashi's saying. Okay, now, Mosav, okay. V'chol ha'raya yisbalei zok d'shmaitza. Anybody learning this is amazed. Are you amazed? Uh-oh.
Doesn't make sense.
Chas v'sholem. Is amazed. The Medirotzu Abayev Rafsini lo'chiach, they wanted to prove the Chamira Sakanta Me'yisura Mehod the Sofek Tumah Bishus HaRabim is Tahor, the Dover Shembo Dias Lishol is Tahor.
I'm sorry, just a question before.
Yeah, yeah.
We learned in the Shmaitz before, Ein Mamid and Yisurim. What happened to that?
I don't know. The Shmaitz is now starting a fresh page. So he says, we're going to see. You gotta have patience. You know, Etch a Sketch. You gotta.
Yeah, okay.
He's picking up the slate, and he's saying, I discovered a Gemara in Chulin. Now, what's the Rashba going to do with this Gemara in Chulin? What's the Tosis and Yevamos going to do with the Gemara in Chulin? We're going to either see, or the Shmaitz is not that interested. He will talk about it. He's going to get back to Oshem Tolui, where he said it was Toli in that Machlekes Tanoim, if you need Ikpa Yisura or not. He's going to, hopefully it's all going to tie together at the end. It's true, when you have a Machlekes Rishonim, and you've already said that it's Toli in a Machlekes Tanoim, you're now asking for trouble when you start saying it's totally in a machlokes amoraim. You're asking for trouble, right? It's a machlokes rishonim. He already decided it's a machlokes tanoim, and now he's in trouble because he's saying it's a machlokes amoraim. Okay. Well, he'll either resolve it or he won't. This is the Shmaitza. In art school, a lot of times we have a very difficult sugya. Very complex sugya, and it somehow doesn't hang together. The beginning or the end doesn't shtim with the beginning. It doesn't. It's not smooth. It doesn't fit. Like something's wrong. There's a lot of loose threads, and there's a lot of achronim out there who say different pshatim in the sugya. But what we a lot of times they have the luxury, we call it, of being local. And they can take one piece of the sugya, like these eight lines, and say Torah and Shiurim and explain it to the depth, and they don't have to, they don't care, or they don't deal with the loose ends of the whole sugya, five lines before that and five lines after that, and what do we do now? Gulp. And a lot of times we get stuck and we can't use, they say, but there's so many achronim, doesn't anybody ask the kasha? Look at all these svarim. They say they all ask the kasha, and they say terutzim, but they don't have to make sure that Rashi at the end of the sugya makes sense and now fits in with the way you've learned the whole sugya, and it fits in with the Rashi at the beginning of the sugya. Like, they don't, you know, we don't have that luxury. We have to crack our heads many times, and there's no apparent solution. So the Shmaitza, we'll see. And, you know, it could be he's just throwing out Svaris. And he's leaving it to us to pick up the pieces. And if we want to learn Shmaitza thoroughly, it's a shame we'll finish all Shev Shmaitza, we neither. We'll start it a second time and we'll write our Sefer on Shmaitza. And we'll say, you know, it doesn't tie together. It's very hard just on the surface. It's very hard to have something be a machlokas rishonim and then say it was a machlokas tanoim and then say it's a machlokas achronim. You really can't do that. It's not correct. If it's truly a machlokas amurim, then if it was truly a machlokas tanoim, then the amurim have no business being chaylik. They should have just
referred back,
and then they would have not had their machlokas. And certainly, it's absurd for the rishonim to have their machlokas unless they're paskening differently. So this is the luxury the shmaitza had that we don't have, and we'll see. He does deal with some of it. As I leaf through the pages, I see. Meanwhile, let's learn Shmaitza, and then we'll talk about it. One thing is for sure, if we step back and say we refuse to accept this, because how could the Rambam be chaylik on the Rajba if it's a machlekes Abai and Rava? But then it's incumbent upon us to explain the machlekes of Abai and Rava, because Shmaitza presents a very logical explanation, and he has a Rashi that says Rava holds Safik Deraisa L'Chumra in Svara. The Rambam's going to have a tough time with that Rashi in Rava, because the Rambam says Medioraisa it's L'Kula, but Rashi said that in Svara it's L'Chumra, and Svara means Medioraisa it's L'Chumra, right? And it's like Safik Sakana. How dare you run across the street? You might get hit by a car. You're not going to drink Safik poison, so how can you eat Safik Chazir? So Rashi says, and he says it in Rava. And in the flow of the sugya, it looks like, Shmaitza has a point, it looks like that's the point of contention between Abaye and Rava, right? That's where they clash. And that's what the Shmaitza speaks out now. The Chalaroya Yuspale. How could Abaye and Rav Simi wanted to prove anything? That Tzachanta Chamira Meisura, Mehod the Safik Tumah B'Shus Harabim, the Dover Shembo Das Lishoel, certainly we are compelled to say that going lakula is a gzeiras hakosuv dafka nirshus harabim dafka dover shein bo das lishoel the holav misoit de gamrinon. If you wouldn't learn out from sota that in rishus harabim it's tor and that dover shein bo das lishoel is tor, you're not going to say stam sofik is mutter. Even the sveikos deraisa lechumra. V'chi pligi hana meroi v'leslu hach the sveikos deraisa lechumra. V'lachay nira. Yep, that's his answer. The Abai of Rav Simi sovrim the chol ha-sveikos that we say is lechumra.
Again, sorry. What's the kasha of the sugya? So the sugya, the problem with the sugya is like it doesn't make sense.
The only logical route, he says, is to say that Abaye and Rav Simi held that Sofek Deraisa is Lakula Medioraisa, and therefore Sofek Tumah B'Shus HaRabim and Dover Shein Bo Das Lishoel is not the Gzeiras HaKosev. That's the norm. The Gzeiras HaKosev is Sofek Tumah B'Shus HaYochid is Tomei. But the norm is that you go Lakula. Rava holds the norm is that you go Lachumra. Abaye holds the norm is that you go Lakula. Presto bingo. Machlek is Abaye and Rava. But Lachay Nira, let's learn it inside.
I just want to get the
Kala,
his plea
with the No, his plea is, Al Karkov, they hold Sovik Deraisa Lakula.
Well, but the plea is because what are they arguing about?
Yeah, how can they prove anything from Sovik Deraisa, from Sovik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sveikol Tohar? Rava is so clearly right that that's Xeris HaKosov. Yeah. Havamina, they stuck to their guns. Not Havamina, they didn't backtrack. They didn't cave in. For Lachay Nira, therefore it seems, as the Shmaitza, the Abaye v'Rav Shimi Soivrim, the Cholas Feikos Einu Elam and Devrayim. Umisota lo yola fellow the Tami B'Shus HaYokid. The way Rav Yeshua would like the world to be. That we learn from Soita that Sovik Tumah B'Shus HaYokid is Feikol Tomei. You have the soul of Abaye. Avol Taira B'Shus HaRabim, but the fact that Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Sveikol Tohor, O B'Dover Shein Bo Das Lishoel is Sveikol Tohor, Lav Mi Sota Gamrinon, that's not learnt out from Sota. Ella, that is true, because Kol HaSofik Mi Divrayim, because every Sofik you go Lakula. Below Gozru Bahanach.
Wait,
Yeah, so that's what he speaks out now. Below Gazru Bahanach. And Rabbanon did not, were not machmir, decided not to be machmir by Sofik Tumah Bishas Harabim or by Sofik Tumah Vedover Sheim Bodas Lishoah. They wanted to hold the line by Tumah, not be machmir, because you want to, you don't want Tumah to abound. We have enough things being Tomei, we don't need more. And therefore they decided not to be machmir by Tumah. The Chumash Kosev HaRambam said Lishono, Sofik Tumah Bishas Harabim Tahor. The Chalas Fekus Midivrayim. This is beautiful, this Rambam. The Rambam says clearly, not like Rava, you should pardon the expression. Rava says that Sofik Tumah Bishas Harabim Tahor is a Xeris HaKosuv, learned out from Saita. The Rambam Taka says it the way the Shmaitza would like Abaye to say it, and that is that Sofik Tumah Bishas Harabim Sveiko Tahor, because of the good old din of Sofik Deraisa Lakula on a Deraisa level, and they weren't Machmir by Sofik Tumah Bishas Harabim.
And the Rav said, why not? It's the Rambam inside, in the back. It's just, it's very, it's, this is great. It explains why. Why weren't they Gozer?
Yeah, because they don't want to be Marbet Tumah.
No, because Pesach, they went from Pesach, Kavachom from Pesach.
Okay, good. Yishkoyach. The Shmaita says because they don't want to be Marbet Tumah. And that's okay. There's another svara in the Rambam Rabbi Shua is pointing out. Umishimachi, therefore, says the Shmaitza, Hochiach Abaye. In Abaye's world, he's very right. The Chamira Sakanto Meisura. That Sufik Sakona is Osur, or you're not going to eat it. And Sufik Isura is Lakula. The Sofik Tumah Bishas Harabim Sveiko Tahor. Abaye is like right on the money. He says it up. He says it the way it is. Bal Korchoch Bisham the Sofik Mutum in HaTorah. V'lo Chayshin on Shema Yavor. We're not afraid Shema Yavor. Why? Now we get into difficult territory. The Shmaitz is trying to undermine Rashi's logic in Rava. Rashi's logic in Rava, which in other words, he's going that Sofik Isura Lechumra B'Dioraisa, and Rashi threw out a Svara because, like, maybe you're going to be over, which is very logical. So the Shmaita tries now to show why the logic is not compelling, why you could hold Sofik Dioraisa Lakula on a Dioraisa level. Why don't you say that logic? But maybe you're violating an Issa Dioraisa. And he says something that, you know, we know already as Shver, that Filum Yavar Leka Isser, because even, because you didn't violate anything, because the Torah only Asid Vadai. Now that's a big leap. That's how we learned Sufik Mamzer Mutter, that the Torah only Asid Vadai. Or Sofik Orla and Chutz La'aretz, the Torah only Asid Vadai. To go say this, I mean, that's what the Shmaitza is saying. So now he's taking a big leap. But we know the Shmaitza holds like that already. We've been maintaining up till now that the Man D'Yomer who holds Sofik D'Oraisa Lakula on a D'Oraisa level is only saying, yes, I give you permission, my child, to run across the street. You might get hit by a car, but I'm not forbidding you to run across the street. But we know already from the Shmaitza in the Bava Metzia Gemara with Sofik Bechor, we know already that the Shmaitza's view of Sofik Deraisa Lakula is a much more sweeping one. His view of Sofik Deraisa Lakula is that the Torah only Asid Vadai, which we have reserved for Sofik Mamzer, Mutter. And that's why you can marry both kinds, because it's Mamish Mutter. The Shmaitza, this is his problem in the Gemara in Bechor, where he says it's not Asiri Vadai, Asiri Safek, because it's Vadai Mutter Begiza Vavoda, it has no Kedusha, even if it is a Bechor, Kabishmaya Galia, but it has no Kedusha, because I can go Lakula. And we were like, whoa, but that's what the Shmaitza held. And he repeats it here, and look at the words of the Shmaitza. Da Afilu Im Yavor Leka Isur. This is, you see, this is how he has Abaye combat Rava's logic. Rava's logic is the logic of anybody like Sofik Deraisa L'Chumra. Right? If you would be talking to someone, you would really say, like Rava, you would say, hey, if you had a cup of liquid and you thought maybe it's poison, you wouldn't drink it. So if you have a piece of meat, maybe it's chazer. Like, why would you eat it? So the Shmaita has to deal with that. And he does. And he says, and this is L'shitaso. This is a constant, this is constantly the way the Shmaita presents Sofek Deraisa L'Kula, the Rambam Shita we know it as, and that is that the Torah only asked Vada. And he says it again here. Here he's saying it in Abaye. Tafilu miyavor leko iser, even if he eats it and it's chazer, even if it turns out to be chazer, there's no iser, even the suffix mutam in Torah. Avo b'sakanta, but if it's maybe poison.
Even the Rabbanim is an
iser. With Rabbanim there is an iser.
He's
talking about every suffix iser now. He's not talking about suffix. He's not talking about dafka that. He's talking about every suffix iser now. Okay, we don't have to deal with the Rabbanim now. I want to finish the paragraph. Avo b'sakanta sveikol ha'achmir. The miyaber b'mokum sakana. Hey, lo matzil, go tell it to the Marines. You know, you say, but it was only a suffix. You know, as the venom makes its way into his system. The way Abaye's mind is working, that suffix deraisa in a Torah is lakula. So indeed, chamira sakanta meyisura. For Rava Dachi, Racha pushes aside. Says no. Also, Hilchos of Gemiri. So, Viktumah Vishas Arabim is Xeris Hakosov. It's not the norm. That's the Xeris Hakosov. Usfir laid the Sofik Isser Nami Minat Torah Lachumra. Vishas Arabim the Sofik Tor. Hainu Misoiti Alfino Latahir. Ukamochen Ochiach Rafsini. The Sveikos Medivreyem. Midover Shem Odas Lishoel. Usfir laid the Tor. Because of the norm. Bishum the Chol Asfekos mi Divreihem umin HaTorah einu osur ala Isra Vadai the Sofik Mutu min HaTorah avu b'sakona tos the Sofik Sakona hu b'nafshu hu am Yavor v'dochi lo and Rava is doicha nami hosam misoit the Yolof Latar. It's very much not the norm. It's Xeris HaKosu from Sota. Please, one more paragraph ulfizeh, because it's really a repetition in a Chazor. I don't want to lose the trend of thought. Ulefiz Abaye Rav Shimi B'Chodoshita. They're in that corner. Chalasvekas B'Divreihem. Now, really, the Kaimalon, we really paskin. I guess he means in Shulchan Aruch. Kabaye Rav Shimi, the Chamira Sakanta Meisura. We paskin if a Zev comes and takes the B'nai Me'ayim. We're not Chayshish. Shema b'mokum nekev nikev. I by a sakana we are. Chamira sakanta meyisura. Velo karava. Lala rava bereya chayshinon. Nami shema b'mokum nekev nikev. Velo sviralon karava. Now the ultimate answer to that would probably be what Rabbi Yeshua says. That even if you hold something the rice of the chumra, but now you still have to deal with percentages. And the chances that he made a nekev, a mokum nekev, where there was already once a hole, is very slight. Almost infinitesimal. Maybe not, but it's small. So even if you hold something deraisa lechumra, you could still say that we're not chayshish, shema b'mokum nekev nikev, because it's a small percentage. But that's already, you have to say, lahalocha. In the Gemara, there's no, and you say, chamiru sakanta meisura. Legabe, a small percentage. And you'll say, chamiru sakanta legabe, a small percentage. The problem is that if you learn the Sugyan Chulin does not present it that way. They present these things that we've learned. Sofik deraisa l'chumra, sofik deraisa l'kula, sofik tumah b'rishus harabim, sofik tumah b'rishus hayochid. The Gemara does not talk about the fact that we're dealing with a very small percentage of chance.
Unless you say subject to arrest. You don't have a right. You don't have a right. That's the
Well, right. I'm talking now lahalacha. The Shmaita points out that we paskin in your Yoredeya that if a Zayv comes and takes it, and then you find a hole, you're not choshish that there was a hole there before. Basically, I don't know. Yeah, but it wasn't the original tomb on the Omrim were Rababa and Rabuna. Abai and Rabba just got into the fight. They just joined the fight. He joined the Axis powers and he joined the Allied powers. But they didn't start the fight.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they're just, they're arguing if you can bring a raya from Savik Tumba Bishus Rabbim. Okay, anyway, Jim came up and said, "Go to the Tumba Bishus Yachin. I will Bishus Rabbim, the Tumba Bishus Rabbim, the Tumba Bishus Rabbim, the Tumba Bishus Rabbim, the Tumba Bishus Rabbim." And that's why the Rambam Paskin, Savik Tumba Bishus Rabbim Tor, the Rambam's like, cool. He says, Savik Tumba Bishus Rabbim, Savik Tor, not because of Xeris HaKosuv. He says, because Savik Derais is Lakula, man. And Rabbanu Warren Machmer was Savik Tumah. He's passing back. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Normally they are.
But you had a question.
Yeah. In the case of Safek Sakanta, okay, if there's a, isn't that still Vade Isser?
Because of the Sakona?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're not dealing with the Isser angle. It's not like also like Chazir. We're dealing with the Sakona angle. In other words, the halacha will be determined by how you deal with a Safek Sakona. Not with how you deal with a Suffolk Isser. It's a Sakona primarily. Then it filters down to being an Usser. If it turns out to be a Sakona, then you're not allowed to do it. But first we deal with it in the world of Sakona. So now... Okay, we'll stop here.